Newman's Automotive.
Hey, is Woody there?
No, he's not. Can I take a message?
Oh, okay. Is he not in yet, or?
He's not in. Not right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. When's a better time to get a hold of him? Is there?
I don't know. I know he's been stretched out here lately.
Doing
the business and stuff.
Yeah, with a holiday week, probably.
Spread
everything
and,
pretty thin.
Yeah, that and everything. I know he came in for a few minutes this morning and left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can point me in the right direction. Is there someone else who kind of helps him out with the finances around there? Is that mostly his deal? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to let him handle that. I don't want to get in the middle of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But I can, if you want me to leave him a name and a number, I can get him to call you back.
Alrighty. Would he maybe have an email? Maybe that'd be easiest for him.
We got an email here at the business, but as far as a personal email, I don't know his.
Oh, okay. Maybe I can shoot something over there. Maybe you can still take down my number.
Okay.
Where can I send that?
It's on Newman's Automotive.
Okay.
53. @AOL.com.
Alrighty, I'll put something together and send it you guys' way.
Okay.
Go ahead and take down my info, though.
Okay. What's your name?
Your name's Ron.
Ron?
Yeah, and I'm calling with Cardiff.
Say that again, Cardiff?
Oh, yeah, it's CARDIFF, like Frank.
Okay, Cardiff. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, it's a wreck over the phone, let me tell you. you can reach me directly at
858-252-1495.
Yeah, and I'll put a little bit more info in that email, but I'll get it over to you guys.
I'll also leave a note on here on sent email.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
sure. I'll put his name in the subject or something, but yeah, you'll try to get a hold of him.
Sounds good, man.
You guys staying busy over there? Or?
Wide open.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We got plenty of work, not enough hands.
Yeah. Well, man, that's not a bad thing, I guess, staying busy.
No, it ain't bad. It's just a big headache right now.
Yeah.
We got, like I said, we can't turn them fast enough. People bring them, wanting them yesterday.
Oh, man, is anything you've seen a lot of, or is it just this and that?
Well, just everything's aggravating. They allow to bring it in and want, biggest thing we're seeing is might bring it in with a water leak, the main complaint. We scheduled it for a water leak, but while we got it, they want to check why the blower motor's quitting on the air conditioner, or the air conditioner stops sometime, like it's a quick problem.
Yeah.
We have a lot. It seems like every car that comes in. It's never just one simple thing no more. They add stuff to the list, which is good.
Yeah.
But they just want us to check it right quick while we got it.
Yeah, can't exactly.
And we tell them there ain't no such thing as checking it quick no more. But we'll do our best.
Yeah, with as much computer and everything else, that's where I get lost because used to be you could kind of just look in there, but not anymore.
These customers nowadays, I don't know what it is, but they expect a lot more out of us. And then sometimes just a mechanic service, it ain't never good because it don't matter what most customers can go to Walmart and spend. I say Walmart. They can go to a nice place and buy my outfit, and they leave there with lipstick on both ears, with $200 worth of clothes because they feel better and they can see that they look, that they got some nice clothes on. But their car, it don't matter if we do $10,000 worth of work, everything's up under the hood or you don't ever see none of it. And they got a bad attitude when they come in and a bad attitude when they leave. I look at it as, you have a lot that's pleased, but some of them you can't please. But anyway, I look at it like running a funeral home sometimes. It don't make a damn what you do. Somebody's always saying.
Because
don't nobody want to spend money on their vehicle, not maintenance or repairs. You see what I'm saying? They're going to take it out on you no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And then they expect a lot more out of you because if you charge them $5, they think you owe them. But it's just, and it's all good. I'm complaining a little bit. I'm kind of venting a little bit. But that's what we've had. So, But anyway, so it's on. It is what it is. Just the times are changing a lot. And people demanding a lot more, and the cars are a lot more tougher, and you know, so.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, that's. It's all over. I mean, everything's getting more difficult. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. But we go keep on chugging along. We ain't throwing the towel in yet.
Oh yeah, you know.
That's right.
Can't do that. Yeah, well, you guys doing okay this quarter? You know, is he? Is what he been talking about?
I don't even know. He talked like we done good. You know.
Yeah, I mean, sounds
but
like.
But I don't get into that. Yeah, he knows all. He keeps up with that. He don't let us get on that.
Yeah, sounds like you have enough to worry about, man.
What we do? Yeah, we do. he gives us a little bonus or something like that if we turn good work. And the biggest thing is keeping people from coming back complaining. That's what he sweats over more than anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's
That's a heavy cool song.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, just I'll just send him the email and I'll give him this information and he'll give you a call back.
Alrighty. Well, thanks for your help there. What's your name again?
Brandon.
Brandon? Well, thanks,
yes,
Brandon.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Yeah, you have a good one.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
See ya.